fonfon si zandi la, poka kambio ma ouche, fonfon si zandi, poka kambio ma ouche, azante ikon zangweji, nema nukweji jodai, azante ikon zangweji.
Develop an original voice and eventually you'll be heard and validated. It's what many aspiring artists say to themselves when honing their craft. For African guitarist Lionel Loueke, the day to be validated came in 2001 when he auditioned for the Thelonious Monk Institute of Jazz. His judges, jazz greats Herbie Hancock and Wayne Shorter. That's enough to make any musician trip over his own confidence, but Loueke seized the moment. Flash forward to the present, and he's one of the most in-demand jazz guitarists in the world. In fact, one command performance came from our very own Farai Chidea, who's always looking for a way to be serenaded.
So the story that folks tell about you goes like this. You were one of many musicians from around the world auditioning for the Thelonious Monk Institute. And so the panel of judges included superstars Herbie Hancock, Wayne Shorter, and Terrence Blanchard, some of the biggest names in jazz. And when they saw you play, they all looked at each other and said, "We found an original." What's your story from that day?
Well, I was nervous for sure that day. And I knew that before I get in the room, I thought to myself, I just want to be myself. You know, I don't want to sound like anybody else. Just play through from my heart and see if they like it or not. And at the end of the audition, you know, they were clapping, they were happy, and I was happy too.
What did you play?
They asked me to play Footprints by Wayne Shorter.
Do you think you could play just a tiny, like a minute of Footprints for us now?
Oh, I can try.
Okay.
Okay.
That is great. Now, what about the clicking and the vocalizations you do? How did you start it, and do you have a name for it?
No, I have no name for it. Actually, I started doing this like not too long ago, maybe 3 or 4 years ago. It came out to me. I was playing a gig and I was playing an intro, and I don't know how, where it came from. So, and now it is part of me, and it's getting better. I'm getting better at it. You know?
Mm-hmm.
only the instrument is not enough at this point for me. I need them out as well.
So you're from Benin originally.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
A New Yorker at this point in your life.
Yeah.
What do those flavors bring to who you are as a musician and what you play?
Well, you know, a lot of stuff, a lot of music I grew up with, I learned still with me. I remember some of them. And even today when I write music, I think I write music with having those elements, somewhere in my head. So they're always there somehow. I can't really separate, you know, the life I had before and the life I'm having now. They're all, you know, it's one unit.
Do you come from a family that played music?
My grandfather was a singer, a traditional singer at the village.
So when you decided to leave the country and pursue a much more structured musical career, did anyone say, "Hey, Lionel, that's kind of crazy. What are you doing?"
Oh, yes. Started from my father. You know, it's part of everyday's life. You know, you hear music everywhere. You hear musicians pretty much everywhere in Africa. So why make a career out of that, you know? And my thing was, I wanted to study music, not just play like I used to play, you know, on the street. I wanted to study, go to music school, you know, get better. Especially jazz was my thing. I wanted to study jazz. So
you ended up studying in Ghana, in Paris, at the Berklee School of Music in Massachusetts, all an amazing journey in and of itself. But I wonder if you can take us back once again to a time when you were first either learning to play or first performing, and play something for us that takes you back in time and tell us when, you know, what part of your life it's from.
Well, I'm going to play a song by Francis Bebe. He's a great composer, singer from Cameroon. I don't speak the language, so I remember transcribing by ears whatever he was singing. So let me play this for you.
Odimbe olowo somangata sangalanga matalanga mamoe. Odimbe olowo somangata lakalanga masangalanga tamoe. Oibina na singatinga tumambo. Oibina na sarika mikumambo. Oibina na singa kima kumago. Oi pina nas da mi kami kumango. Sana yo siti, sana yo siti ao. Jesu abamu o. Sana yo siti, sana yo siti ao. Jesu abamu o. Ee blem leo, o ya u blem leo. Ee blem leo, o kosa blem leo. Sana yo siti, sana yo siti, sana yo siti, sana yo siti.
Something like that.
Ah, that was great.
Thank you.
Go ahead with your bad self. So let me ask you about your own band, Gelfema. You put this group together, you have people who come from different parts of the world. How do you feel that multiculturalism plays into the team that you've put together to work with and also into music, particularly jazz? I mean, what is it about cross-cultural influences that reshapes music? Do you even think about it in that sense?
Yeah, well, the group is called Gelfema, and it's based on the trio. Frank Nemeth is the drummer from Hungary, and Massimo Biolcati, he's half Italian, half Swedish, is the bass player. The way I see jazz anyway, you know, even if people say jazz is, you know, from Africa or from America, it means to me that it's a mix of culture. In Benin, we have our own culture, but our culture just didn't appear for no reason. It came from somewhere. So, and that place is everywhere. So I believe on a mix of culture, and I think it goes for anything, politically or anything.
Well, I love the picture of the three of you, your core group, standing on the Brooklyn Bridge.
That's right.
Great place to be.
Right.
Well, I'm wondering if you can play us something from your new album, Gelfema Plus Two.
Okay. I'm going to play actually the first track on the CD. It's called Twins. And I'm going to try to play it by myself. All right. Oh,
That was NPR's Farai Chidea talking with jazz guitarist Lionel Luecke. You can hear Lionel with his group Gilfema on their latest CD, Gilfema Plus Two. That's our show for today. Thanks for sharing your time with us. To listen to the show or subscribe to the podcast, visit our website, nprnewsandnotes.org. To join the conversation or sign up for the newsletter, visit our blog at nprnewsandviews.org. News and Notes was created by NPR News and the African American Public Radio Consortium. Tomorrow, from Broadway to battling breast cancer, actress Diane Carroll has been an inspiration for decades. We will continue our Living Legends series with the boundary-breaking African-American actress. I'm Tony Cox. This is News and Notes.